Today on the Chamomile Ag Report, I'll continue my visit with Cheryl Recker of the University of Missouri as she talks about the business she and her husband have started growing and retailing fresh beef and pork and vegetables on their farm.
I started working here at the university 2.5 years ago, so my weekends are extremely precious to me. And if I can just go out my front door and be there, it makes it actually doable for me to do. We do shares for people who want to continually get the produce every week. And so we have different programs like that throughout the year. It kind of changes depending on the season.
Now, I would assume you have fresh tomatoes and corn on the cob.
We have grown sweet corn before. The raccoons make it difficult.
No, they do. Absolutely.
But yes, one of the nice things about the high tunnel is it makes it incredibly wonderful tomato. So my husband usually devotes at least half of the high tunnel to tomatoes. Right now, we don't heat our high tunnels, so the tomatoes are done and we're just on to leafy vegetables right now.
Explain to me, if folks don't know, and myself, I'm a little bit in the dark, what are high tunnels? What are we talking about?
So a high tunnel looks just like a greenhouse, but it's not heated and the sides go down or up. So you get ventilation in, unlike a greenhouse that's usually sealed and right. The sides stay up or down. So it's enclosed. Some people do heat their high tunnels now, but originally my understanding was it was just natural, just the passive heat from the sun. And it helps to warm up the ground. And then we use what they call row covers to cover our lettuces and spinach this time of year. And it keeps that ground heat coming up and protected right around the plant.
You know, I've got some friends that are into organic crops, and they say it's been 5 years for them. This is a learning experience that every year, every week, every few days, they may learn something new. But it's all added to the experience, and it makes it rewarding when you get, you know, when you start figuring these things out and find the best way to do it. And I'm sure it's the same way with you guys.
Oh, yeah. I actually have a degree in horticulture from MU. Oh, okay. So I have that background to pull from. But my husband, since I'm working full time here, he is now the one usually doing the actual work, and he doesn't have that background. So he's learning as he goes, and then together we try to figure out things. There's always things that, you know, the weather changes. It's either too cloudy or the snow. You have to really get the snow off.
Sure.
But yeah, it's been a great experience. We love it.
I will have more of my interview with Cheryl Recker on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.